A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 11 through 18. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." The Gospel of the Lord. Here we are still in the wake of the resurrection, and we still act as if we don't know what to do. We've just gone through an entire Lenten season waiting for that right moment to come along when we would understand what our fasting was all about. We have given up things so as to prepare ourselves for Easter, and here the joyous day is upon us, and we still seem caught as a deer in the headlights of an oncoming automobile. We don't know which way to turn. We in many ways are just like Mary Magdalene at the tomb. We are searching among the dead for the one who is alive. We seem to be looking, but we don't seem to be able to see what is right in front of us. In the first reading, they seem to understand a little bit better, and I think that the reason why they are able to understand is because they are Christians. And they are Christians because they believe. Oftentimes our faith doesn't seem to be challenged enough, and what we wind up doing is just following along. And then when things get rough or things are really challenging, we want to jump ship. There is so much in the news these days about sexual abuse and the different allegations. It hasn't rocked just individual countries anymore, but it has climbed all the way to the top, right to the doors of the Vatican. And for some reason, this still seems like it's a long way off. And we have to say that some people are saying, "I just don't want to be a part of this anymore." But it is also a challenge for each and every one of us to look at sin in our lives and to understand that just because Lent is over doesn't mean that we still don't have a long way to go before we reach perfection. We are being challenged each and every day, and we cannot just give up or go into hiding because we don't want to face the truth. There are a lot of things that we have to fix in our world, and we have to begin with ourselves. We have to be willing to go that extra mile and see that our salvation was won by Christ suffering and dying, and still we need to rise with him. We have to be able to see that it doesn't end with Christ's burial on Good Friday, but that what follows is even more important. We have to hear the voice of Jesus just as Mary did when he spoke to her. But you know what? You have to be willing to insert your name here and have Jesus speak to you. He gave Mary very specific instructions, and she carried them out to the letter. She announced the good news just as he asked her. What do you think that he will ask you to do? Maybe he's telling you to reach out to your sister or brother. Maybe he's asking you to spread the good news. Maybe, just maybe, he's asking you to love one another. Whatever the message may be, know that his word is real and that you are an important part of that word. Let us continue to pray for one another and the church in general. Let us pray for her ministers and her faithful, and may we always remember who it is that we seek.